There you go, is that working? Yeah. Okay. Well, just to encourage you, because we've been encouraged, 8 of us have been away this weekend to a worship conference in London run by Holy Trinity Bromonton called Worship Central. Started Friday evening and went through all day yesterday. Had an amazing time, absolutely amazing time. I got the right word. Anne knows that. She'll tell you that in a minute. Amazing because we met with God. Amazing because we had an amazing time of worship with about, I don't know how many were there, 2,000 people, something like that, from 31 countries all over the world. And amazing because we had an amazing time as a group. There was Anne, Georgie, Carol, myself, Beth and Ben, Gavin and Kate. And we had a great time just building relationship together as a group. The reason they're not here, you might think we've all fell out. Beth and Ben are on their way back. Poor Barnaby is ill, so Kate's at home with Barnaby. And I think, is Gavin gone as well? Is he coming back? He's coming back. There he is. We're just saying we'd all fallen out. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to continue the series we're looking at for those of you who may not be. Sorry, if you've not been here before, welcome. How remiss of me. So if this is your first time here, it's great to see you. It's wonderful you've joined us, and you've already getting the impression that our services are pretty relaxed. The important thing is not that there's structure, but the important thing is actually you walk out of here knowing that you've met with Jesus, because this is all about him. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes, and then I'm going to have another few songs as well, and I'll explain why as we go. So we're continuing a series that we entitled Belonging, Believing and Behaving, Gateway and Me. If I stand here, you're going to be able to see the screen. I guess the answer to that is yes, because no one said otherwise. Thank you. You're going to have to get more interactive, folks, just to warn you. And this week, we're going to be looking at the subject of behaving by worshipping, behaving by being worshippers and worshipping God. And that's what we're going to look at. So I'm going to start. This is the first bit of the interactive bit to get you waking up. What is worship? I've just said to you, we're going to look at this thing we call worship, a little word, and we're going to look at that. When I say worship to you, what does that mean? So don't be afraid. There's no right and wrong answer. There is a bit of a right and wrong answer you'll see over time, but just shout out to me. We're going to scribble on the board. My writing's appalling. We're going to scribble on the board. So, worship. First person to shout out gets the easiest one, maybe. So, somebody shout out.
Praise.
Thank you, Raphael. Praise. What else?
Adoration.
Adoration.
Thanks. Thank you. It's this side of the room. You two of you have been to worship conference, so come on, something must have sunk in between the two of you.
Singing.
Dancing.
Ah. Anything else?
Describing God's worth.
What do you mean by that, Rog? Right.
So
yeah. Right. Okay.
Expressing
our feelings. I was going to say that's a very female thing, but I wouldn't. We males don't do that, do we? I know. Anything else? Acknowledgement. It's getting harder to spell. Okay. One more. Encouragement. Okay. Any of those surprise you? Did you think it was just this? Did you think at all? Okay. I will tell you, I'm going to give you one sentence which I think is how God would first of all say what is worship. And he'd say that worship is the response of the human heart to a revelation of him. It is how the human heart is meant to respond when you have an encounter with God. See, I believe that the human heart, your heart, is engineered and designed by the one who created you to respond to him when you have an encounter with him. It is the natural response of that encounter. See, I would suggest that we get excited when you encounter God. You get excited in your own lives when you see God at work in your own life, and you get excited about seeing God work in the lives of other people. And I know from a fact, from swapping messages and having conversations with a number of you, even in this room, that you've said things like, I'm so excited about what God's doing at the moment. I'm so excited about what's going on. Isn't it amazing to see what God's doing? And that is a natural response of the human heart to having an encounter with God. See, worship, I believe, is the highest calling that we have. It's the one thing that God wants from you and I more than anything else. It is that we respond to him. It is that we respond. The same I'm standing up here trying to get a response from you, much more so God is seeking after you to get a response from you. And he wants you to celebrate who he is. You see, I know it's quite up there, but it's there in adoration. In other words, worship is the celebration of who God is and all that he is. Rod talked about describing God's worth and who he is, adoring him for who he is, praising him for who he is, thanking him for who he is. Right? It's a celebration of who God is as we get to know him better. Another way of describing it is the submission and the devotion of the human heart in response to God's presence and in his majesty. And sometimes it's an act of the will. Sometimes, if we're honest, we don't feel like worshiping. We don't feel like doing that. We're just tired. We've had a lousy day. Who knows what it is? Lots of different reasons. Sometimes it's actually a conscious act to say, I am going to worship him for who he is. I'm going to honor him and praise him. I'm going to declare the greatness and goodness of God because he is great and good, even if I feel lousy. And sometimes that's the Bible calls it a sacrifice of worship, that sometimes we just need to almost force ourselves to say, no, I'm going to declare that my God is good. And as we've already discussed, worship isn't just singing. In fact, it's not really singing at all. I said worship is a response of the human heart to an encounter with God. And sometimes that expresses itself in worship, sorry, in singing. And that's great when it does. That's what we've been doing just now. But it's much more than that. If we think of worship as being simply singing, then we've missed all the wonderful other expressions that's naturally come out as we start to have encounters with God. So what does the Bible say? I think there's a first slide there, Maestro. Oh, we need to put it down a bit. Pete did warn me about this. John 4, 23, 24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers, this is Jesus speaking, will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. You see, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth. A couple of important things. The first is the Father seeks. Do you realize that God actually is seeking you to worship him? He actively wants you to respond to him and worship to him. He is seeking you even now in the toyne today, on the 2nd of November 2014, to respond to him and to worship with him today. He is seeking a people to have an encounter with him. What is that encounter? It's these words here. spirit and in truth. What does that mean? Well, remember I said worship is a response to getting to know God better. And the Bible tells us that the way we get to know him better is we study his word in the Bible. And the Bible also tells us that he's given us the Holy Spirit so that as we study scriptures, the Holy Spirit opens those scriptures and reveals the truth of those scriptures to us. That's the spirit in truth. And a number of you again know this. I mean, it's been wonderful. You talk about getting excited. A number of the guys are studying the book of Matthew at the moment and going through Matthew's gospel. And a number of them are sharing their experience as they go. And it's been brilliant to see day upon day you guys going on and saying, I've just read Matthew 6 or I've just read Matthew 7 or whatever it is. And it's amazing. Let me just tell you, there's that word again. Let me tell you what I've just read. And somebody else is going, you know, that's great because I've just sharing that encounter with God. You know, a number of us, I'll pick on Roger, I keep saying I won't pick on people anymore, but, you know, some of us have been reading the Bible for years and years and years, but it's wonderful you open up Scripture again and God just gives you something new. And that's the Spirit revealing a truth about God to you as you open up his Word. That's worship, folks. That might surprise you, but Jesus says that's worship is delving into Scripture to get to know him better, right? And if you want to know more about worship, there are two fantastic sessions recorded on the church website. They were done about a year ago by a guy called Rob Jones, who a member of you know, who came here. He did a talk on what is worship and a talk on who is it we worship. And they are brilliant. I listened to them again this week in preparation for this. You can go onto the church website and listen to them. If you don't know how to do that, come and see me afterwards and I'll tell you. And it is really worth reminding yourselves just about more about worship and who we worship. But I want to finish today, and I told you I'm going to speak for 10 minutes, and I'm at least halfway through now. I want us, just before we actually go to put this worship in practice, there's a clue for you to get ready that we are going to try and put this into practice today, to explore a question, which is not who do we worship or who is it we worship, or what is worship, sorry, and who do we worship, but how we worship. How in practice do we worship our God? And the next slide says, Hebrews 12, 28 to 29, therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So the first thing to realize is that we shouldn't treat worship lightly. We've got to treat worship and God with reverence and awe because he is an all-consuming God. You see, we need to get serious about worship and about having encounters with God. We need to get serious about the fact that God's walking amongst us and doing things. It's brilliant to get excited, and we should get excited about that, but we should recognize that we've got an awesome, amazing God who is working in our midst, and we have a responsibility to him to treat that responsibly, as it says here, in terms of acceptable reverence and awe. So how can we worship? Well, we've put some of those things up here too in terms of singing. We're going to do in a minute, warn you again, dancing. You may even see Anne Williams dancing today. Praising him. So another part of this worship is, it doesn't have to be loud and noisy all the time. It can literally be in a moment of quiet, and worship should be as much about quiet as about noise. Just taking our time, reflecting on who he is, and maybe just expressing in words something you have learnt about our Heavenly Father this week. And again, guys, this is a prompt for you. You've all been excited about what you've been reading in Matthew and so on and so forth. This might be your opportunity today, if you've never done it before, to literally just say one sentence. To just, during our time of worship, when we have an opportunity, just say, Jesus, I want to praise you today because you are an amazing God, because you taught me this week about you, whatever it is. That is your act of worship to him, okay? So next slide, Romans 12, 1, 2, says this. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. That's interesting, isn't it? Offering your bodies as living sacrifice, pleasing to God, is worship. How do we worship Him? We worship Him by being transformed by the renewing of our minds, that reading of the Scripture, away from the patterns of this world and to focus on the reality of the kingdom of God. That's an act of worship, to allow Scripture to transform your mind, to be moved from conforming to the patterns of this world to the patterns of the kingdom of heaven. That's worship. Then you'll be able to test and approve God's will. To offer your bodies as a living sacrifice in service for Him, that's your pleasing act of worship to Him. So do you realize that worship isn't just about being in here today? It's about when you're in your workplace, it's when you're going about your daily lives, when you are submitting to His will, when you are praying to Him, when you're saying, Lord, I want to live my life your way, not my way. That's an act of worship to Him. That's an act of worship to Him. So how do we do that in a way that's holy and pleasing to God? As I said, by allowing our minds to be renewed with the truth of who God is. So our prayer today as we go into a time of worship should be, open the eyes of my heart. Remember I said, worship is about responding to an encounter with God. So if you want to start to move into worship as we're going to now, then it starts with a prayer as simple as, open the eyes of my heart so I can see you. It's a very simple song and we're going to sing it in a minute. And I want you to all pray it as we sing it. But just open the eyes of my heart today, Lord Jesus, that I might see you in a new way. See, the Bible reveals God as many things, and that will draw us to worship. What draws us to worship is our heart seeing and knowing God in all His beauty, majesty, and glory. See, He's a living God, He's a spirit, He's eternal, He's full of wisdom, full of love, merciful, gracious, He has compassion, He's just, He's full of grace and truth, He's your creator, He's a giver of life, He's kind, He's faithful, He's holy, and we become transformed as we allow the Spirit to bring into our hearts who He is, as we meditate on Scripture and we encounter on Him. And our worship is informed by a true biblical revelation, informed by the Spirit. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go into that time of worship. If this is new and you're thinking, oh, what's he going to do now? And I thought I was going to sit here and shut my eyes and let him drone on and, you know, sorry, this is an opportunity. This is your opportunity to just, in your own private, special way, that could be different from everyone else, just to offer yourself to God and have an opportunity to allow Him to speak to you and have a real encounter with Him. We're going to do it by a combination of singing some songs. We're going to start with Open the Eyes of My Heart. We've got some more songs, but I just want to suggest to you that stand, sit, kneel, whatever you feel is appropriate for you. Don't worry about who's around you. And just say, as we sing this song, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you today, and I want to be prepared to respond in whatever way you want me to respond today. Is that okay?